June 21, invitation to all. Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Luke 10:2. I have been unable to ride for some time, owing to hip and spine difficulties, and during the drive home from Healdsburg College, I became very weary. I am so grateful to my Heavenly Father that he strengthens me. Recently, open-air meetings have been held by our brethren at Calistoga. The next one will be held near St. Helena, if a suitable place can be found. We desire to do all we can to warn those around us of the soon coming of the Savior. I believe much good will be accomplished as we take up this work. My heart is drawn out for those in darkness who know not the truth. I hope soon to visit the soldiers' home at Yountville. For several months, a company of workers have been going there every other Sabbath to hold a song service. At first, only a few attended the services, but now there are from 75 to 100 present every time. Sometimes a 30-minute talk on some Bible subject is given. At a meeting held a few weeks ago, the soldiers were asked if they would like to have a short Bible study after the song service. About a dozen said they would, but when the time came for the reading to be held, over 50 were present. The workers take reading matter with them, and when the soldiers are asked whether they would like it, their faces light up and their hands are eagerly stretched out to receive the books and papers. Last Sabbath, one intelligent-looking man in the home said to one of our brethren, Before you came here to sing for us, I spent nearly all my time in drinking and carousing with my companions. But since you have been coming here, I have found a much better way to employ my time. I have given up liquor drinking and am spending my spare time in reading The Desire of Ages. We hope that the work for the soldiers will go forward. Several are interested, and those in charge of the home recognize the good work that is being done. I fully believe that some of these old men, perhaps many, will be saved. I wish that all our people could see the many doors that are open before them. Letter 112, June 21, 1903, to Elder and Mrs. J. A. Burden while laboring in Australia.